So, what's going on, Anchor? What's not going on between all the floods worldwide, the geyser stones being tampered with, eruption of volcanoes, all of these full moons, Roe versus Wade, inflation with gas prices and groceries and everything else around you is going up, not just rent and groceries, but also your utilities. An unarmed black man in Akron, Ohio, got shot 60 times by the slaughterers. They walk around with uniforms feeling it's okay to slaughter the chosen people. What else is going on? Food shortages, ships out in the dock that cannot be unloaded because we don't have dock workers. We have a shortage of truck drivers to get the products to the proper places. And no one seems to quite get it. We are living in the biblical prophecies. And us chosen Israelites are already going to power. Not all of us, because all of us don't qualify. But things are changing, and white people, you guys need to be afraid, very afraid, because you've done so much to this planet, the animals, the dirt, the trees, other nations and races of people. And the Most High is destroying your world. He's taking power away from you. You cannot make a comprehensive decision about anything at this time because the power and control is no longer in your hands. Meanwhile, your country, your world, your security is falling apart. You have race soldiers up in Boston trying to intimidate black people. Meanwhile, you have a whole nation of black men who are afraid and cowardly and won't stand up and protect themselves and protect their women and children. Then you have a gender war between men and women. Black women's gender war, well, black men, they start the gender war with the women. And we're responding because we're tired of your foolishness, your cowardness, all of your excuses, and not standing up to other men. They're just men. Matter of fact, you're better men. You just don't have the power, but you're afraid to obtain the power because in order to obtain the power, you have to go through them. So you rather sit here and get shot unarmed and get killed and watch your women and children get mistreated rather than be men, stand up and fight your enemy. And then you have white women. They're mad at their men because their men started the gender war with them. And now they're taking away their reproductive decisions and trying to put everybody back in slavery. Meanwhile, you have white men allowing their women's reproductive rights to be stripped. They're not fighting the system on behalf of their women, no more than our black men are standing up fighting white men on behalf of us. So therefore, you have a whole country of women who are just disappointed and disgusted with the lack of manhood and leadership. And the leadership we do have is only going one way, and that's for the 1%. If you're not rich and you're not part of the 1%, then you're just left behind. Meanwhile, you have the spiritual people like myself who see what's going on, and it doesn't bother me because I understand it, and the Most High has me protected and other spiritual people protected. So if you're not a spiritual person and you don't know what's going on, I suggest that you check your spirituality and get some intelligence on what's going on this said planet, because it's not getting any better. It's only going to get worse. There's nothing to get better. They're not in a position to make anything better because all of their knowledge and power has been stripped because they've never had it in the first place. It was a blessing for them and a punishment for us. Now our punishment is over, and Toto has pulled back the curtain, and we see the wizard is not the wizard. We see the Most High is the wizard, and he's calling the shots, and he's putting black people in power. We're getting more businesses. We're being more educated. We're less affected by all this. We're complaining because we're in the pot, but we're not as affected as the white civilization. The white immigrant Europeans, you guys are affected. You came to this country as an immigrant. You're still an immigrant, but yet you want to claim something when you know you're an immigrant, and now your whole society is falling apart, and there's nothing you can do or say about it because the 1% who has no power, they only have money. They're too stupid to understand the power is gone, and they're making all these foolish decisions. So nobody has power. Nobody has privilege. The only power and privileged people walking the earth are black people, and you will soon see what I mean. But until then, everyone have a great day.